This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Gator, this is going to be big. Breaking news out of the NFL. A release today from the Tennessee Titans. Out of an abundance of caution, the organization decided to work remotely today as we follow NFL protocols related to the COVID-19 virus. Several tests have come back positive, and we're working through the process of confirming them. We will have more information tomorrow. Now the Vikings have also shut their facility down until further notice. The Vikings played the Titans this past Sunday. There is a follow-up here that Tony Ortiz retweeted. A writer named Paul Kaharski, he's a radio host, has tweeted out, confirmed the Titans are closed until Saturday. Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network says the Titans had 3 new player positives and 5 new personnel positives for COVID-19. Sources tell me and Mike Garofalo, both the Titans and Vikings who hosted them Sunday, will suspend in-person club activities. Ortiz then tweets out, looks like the Titans game on Sunday against Pittsburgh will be delayed or postponed. Now, I don't know where, if Tony's speculating.
I imagine he's speculating, yeah. I mean, if they're unable to do anything until Saturday.
Yep.
This is the world we're living in. I find it interesting that you have the 5 staff members.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're the Titans, I suppose you're trying to do the contact tracing and try to figure out, okay, where's the source of this? Where did this happen? And if you've got 5 staff members and a few players, maybe those players are in the same position group. I mean, these are things we don't know right now, but this is where all that contact tracing comes into play, and you could hopefully identify where that source is and keep this thing isolated so that you can move on. But it's got to be scary for those players.
From another NFL reporter for the Washington Post, Mark Maskey tweets out, the Titans' positive COVID-19s are confirmed positive test results, source says. No current suspicion of false positives, according to the source. So, look, we will say this again, and through this entire pandemic, Gator, when things have started back up, we have made the following comment. We knew this was eventually going to happen. It was just a matter of where, with whom, and how bad. If they can contact trace this, and there's only one game postponed this week, and if they can get it at some further time. But, I mean, the Cardinals and the Marlins in baseball went through this.
Yep.
And this is no huge shocker. Diana Rossini of ESPN with the following. The Titans will not be allowed in their building until Saturday. Everything will be done remotely. This is going to be a big challenge for the organization and the league. It is, but there's no way that they couldn't have thought about this. There's no way that they don't have a plan that they can invoke now.
Look, I may not like some of the things the NFL does, some of the things Roger Goodell does, but I'm never going to accuse them of being just flat-out stupid. I think they plan for a lot of things. You may not agree with how the plan goes, but they plan for it. I don't think they get caught with their pants down too often, although it does happen. I would imagine that this is something they've had so long to prepare for. They saw the missteps that Major League Baseball took, and they have to plan for what happens if that happens. A lot of if-then statements. So we'll see what they end up doing. Right now, the protocol is to shut things down in both areas and start testing. Fortunately, they have the rapid testing available right now, and I imagine these players are going to get tested at least once a day for the next several days. I mean, they're probably getting tested multiple – they are getting tested multiple times a week anyway, even if there weren't any positive tests. So now that you know that there's a couple positive tests here, things can be taken more seriously. And this is – the NFL, I think we all think is going to – the professional sports is probably going to be maybe the toughest for players to steer clear of it because of the sheer numbers. You're talking about, you know, 54-man active rosters, whatever it is now with the COVID world, and you've got the players in the taxi squad and all this, that it's tough just the sheer numbers. Plus, you're not in a bubble, so it's tough. Baseball was tough enough, but baseball has half the number of people to protect that football does. That's why I think football is tougher, although there's not as much travel in football as there was in baseball. We just saw the NHL finish their season last night. It was truly remarkable. I don't recall a player testing positive for COVID-19 during the NHL bubble. And they hoisted the cup last night. That's a tribute to all of the players and teams and coaches and the staff members and everybody for doing what they need to do to let that season finish up. I hope this serves as a stark reminder to the NFL what they have to do to ensure that their season can continue, hopefully flawlessly, the rest of the way. I don't think that's going to be the case because it's really hard to do. But you see it in college football too. Notre Dame's got a bunch of positive tests. What are they going to do? Didn't Virginia Tech play over the weekend without 20-some players because of an outbreak there? Purdue just suspended 13 student-athletes, though not related to fall sports, and apparently not on the basketball team either, but there were 13 student-athletes that have been suspended because they were at a party that was thrown on campus. So, you know, colleges are taking it seriously. They have to throw out these stern warnings to ensure that they have the season, and same thing's going to happen in the NFL here.
So there's a couple things here. First of all, you know, the attitudes towards what a positive test means have evolved as we have more data come in and we've had more kind of getting used to the idea of, you know, is COVID a death sentence? You know, what does it really mean? Who's really vulnerable? Probably it's probably not the players that are most vulnerable here. It's the personnel. It's the people in the organization that tend to be older. It's not everybody in an organization is older, but, you know, as far as it, is it a threat to the Titans themselves? Is it a threat to the Vikings who played them? Or is it really a threat to those on the sidelines that are working with these players that have contracted coronavirus that has us, you know, those are where the concerns are, right? I don't want my family to get it. I certainly don't want my kids to get it, but you know, if your kids get it, they have a much better chance of getting through than if somebody my age gets it, right? I mean, that's one thing that I become pretty comfortable with in terms of knowing the risks, right? I mean, in, you know, sort of understanding as time has gone on how this works. So, you know, the household names, you know, whoever the players may be, that's probably not as big a concern for long-term health ramifications, although we don't know long-term health ramifications, but it's probably not as big a concern as it is for the staff members that have also contracted this. From Chad Graff, Minnesota Vikings writer for The Athletic. As of yesterday, the Vikings didn't have any COVID-19 cases per a source. But due to contract tracing, they suspended all in-person activities. It's unclear if the Vikings will practice this week. Today was already scheduled as an off day for players. So the Vikings played the Titans. The Titans have had 3 players and 5 staff members test positive. The Vikings, as of yesterday, so Monday, had no positive tests, but they are shutting things down just to be safe. So that's good news for now on the Vikings. We shall see where this goes, but this is obviously kind of a big story. I mean, the idea of playing a full 16-game schedule, Gator, is an aggressive plan. The idea of sticking with the playoffs as scheduled. I mean, at the beginning of the year, did you think all teams were going to play 16 games?
No, I thought it was going to be a real challenge to get this to happen. so I guess my 51 said no, it wouldn't happen to get 16 games.
And then the other thing is, do the playoffs go off as scheduled, or does everything, you know, start getting pushed back a little bit because they want to get games in? I mean, MLB just said screw it with some games that needed to be made up. If they didn't affect the playoff field, they weren't going to make up games for seeding, but they would make up games for the field, which is why the Tigers almost played a doubleheader against the Cardinals yesterday.
Right.
Will the NFL do the same thing, or is there so few games that they can't afford to do that, you know?
Yeah, that's why I'm really curious to see how they handle this situation and what happens over the course of the next few days. Because my gut tells me if five guys tested positive today or yesterday for the Titans, that we're probably going to see more positive tests. I'm sorry, there were three players and five staff members. My guess is we're going to see more players testing positive today and probably more tomorrow, because that's just how this virus has worked. It, you know, it starts with a couple and then it expands. Even if you isolate those players, okay, you isolated them, great, but in the meantime, it takes another day for someone else to show that they've got it. I hope that's not the case, because we all want football. We all want we all are welcoming. I didn't want to look at this as a distraction anymore with sports. Sports is not a distraction. Sports is a way of life. So we need it. And this is some sobering news that comes today, and hopefully it's all under control. And those that have it, you hope that they're symptom-free and that they'll feel fine and they're ready to return in a couple weeks.
All right, 248-539-9797. Ticket text to the same number, plus your tweets on this. We just tweet out the story that is linked through our website if you want to read more. Big news in the NFL. The Tennessee Titans have had three player positives, five staff members positive. The Titans and the Vikings have shut down. The Titans are shut down until Saturday, which makes it seem rather unlikely, Gator, they're going to play on Sunday. But we'll continue to follow this breaking story as details become available here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.